Thank you so much. That's right. You're listening to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. So stay tuned for some good things.
This reminder, TK Angus invites you to their 41st annual production sale and the female production sale, as well as their bulls. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls selling at the ranch east of Valentine, December 16th. Sale starts at 11:30. Females first and then the bulls. And don't forget, you can go online bidding at DV Auction. Check it out at tkangus.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. Unlike any other publication, I'll note that they're the only weekly resource providing comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the cattleman's publication, no exceptions. So what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Is that who you are? Check out Tri-State Livestock News. They're what ranchers read.
From A Heap O' Livin' by Edgar A. Guest, today on The Good Stuff, I tackle my terrible job each day with a fear that is well-defined, and I grapple the task that comes my way with no confidence in my mind. I try to evade the work ahead as I fearfully pause to view it, and I start to toil with a sense of dread and doubt that I'm going to do it. I can't do as much as I think I can, and I never accomplish more. I'm scared to death of myself, old man, as I may have observed before. I've read the Proverbs of Charlie Schwab, Carnegie, and Marvin Hugot, but whenever I tackle a difficult job, oh gosh, I hate to do it. I try to believe in my vaunted power with that confident kind of bluff, but somebody tells me the conning tower is nothing but awful stuff. And I take up my impotent pen that night and idly and sadly chew it as I try to write something merry and bright, and I know that I shall not do it. And that's how I tackle my work each day, with terror and fear and dread, and all I can see is a long array of empty columns ahead. And those are the thoughts that are in my mind, and that's about all there's to it. As long as there's work of whatever kind, I'm certain I cannot do it. Edgar Albert Guest. You suppose he had some writer's block, was struggling to try to put the words on paper when he wrote that O Heap O' Livin'?
I think he might have, indeed.
What do you have to share?
I have got the Valentine Police blotter. Occasionally we share these tidbits of information and wisdom coming from Chief of Police Dana Miller in Valentine and Administrative Assistant Bobby Johnson. They kind of put the creative twist on those weekly police reports that I find amusing.
Yeah, there are.
Yep. So here is one. The caller was needing help. A dog wouldn't let her go home, and it wasn't her dog. Crabby fella, that dog was. Here's to assist a citizen. When you contact a police officer to ask questions about certain legalities involving concealed weapons, we suggest you do so before violating the law. Sage advice. Here's a code violation. If your trees are blocking the road or sidewalks, we must review a few things. Like number one, wow, you have quite the green thumb. And number two, you have to trim them up a bit. They also had a complaint. Pizza caused many issues this week. A dog at large was seen prowling around the Conoco station. It's believed the dog was waiting for an unsuspecting Godfather Pizza customer to drop their food. What a gourmand. Here's a little criminal mischief as reported from the Valentine Police Chief. Camping is such a great pastime. Camping in someone's yard is fine if it's your yard. They have a tent and everything. Here's some criminal trespass. Momentarily, you looked pretty brave, but squaring up with a dog while trespassing wasn't a wise choice. When the dog attached itself to your leg, it appeared to be a rather significant consequences to your actions. Those are just some of the items coming out of the Valentine Police blotter with a little side of humor to go with. Mike, let's wrap it up with some lady bumper stickers. If you want breakfast in bed, sleep in the kitchen. These again are lady bumper stickers. I don't have a license to kill. I have a learner's permit. I don't know which is scarier. And Veni, Vedi, Visa. I came, I saw, I did a little shopping.
If you have something to share with our listeners out there on The Good Stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.